Cochrane girls soccer teams ready for medal games. The Cochrane Cobras girls soccer team will challenge for the Rocky View Sports Association, RVSA, championship on Thursday, after beating the Burt Church Chargers 7-0 in their semifinal match yesterday at Rangers Field. The Cobras, who are the division's title holders, finished the regular season in second place with a 4-1-0 record. They will take on the unbeaten Springbank Phoenix for the RVSA banner tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. at Airdrie's Monclans Park. The Bow Valley Bobcats will also be in action at the same time tomorrow at Monclans Park, as they will be facing Burt Church for bronze. The Bobcats were ousted in the other RVSA semifinals by the Phoenix, after beating the WH Croxford Cavaliers 1-0 in the quarterfinals. High school football playoffs underway. Cochrane's local high school football teams are preparing for the postseason. The Cochrane High Cobras capped off their regular season without a blemish on their record, beating the second-place WH Croxford Cavaliers 28-16 October 14. The final day fixture determined which of the division's then unbeaten teams would finish the regular season in first place of the Rocky View Sports Association, RVSA. Thanks to a strong second-half performance, the Cobras were able to maintain top spot in the division. As a result of their first-place finish, Cochrane's playoff semifinal will be against the Chestermere Lakers, who finished fourth in the RVSA with a 2-4 record. In their regular season encounter, Cochrane shut out Chestermere 47-0. The game will be held at Bow Valley High School on October 21. Kickoff will be at 7 p.m. Prior to that matchup, the Bow Valley Bobcats, 1-5, will host the winless Springbank Phoenix in the first game of the RVSA's B playoffs. Generals Dowse Flyers. Cochrane's Junior B hockey team moved up to second place in the South Division of the Heritage Junior Hockey League, HJHL, last weekend thanks to a 14-goal weekend over the October 14-16 weekend. The Generals put 9 goals past a beleaguered High River Flyers last Friday, beating the High Riverites 9-1 to improve Cochrane's record to 6-3-0. They followed up with another win on home ice Saturday, beating the Strathmore Wheatland Kings 5-2. The positive pair of results means the Generals are now in second place of the South Table, 6 points behind the unbeaten Okotoks Carstar Bisons. The Gens will head north to take on the Rocky Rams in Rocky Mountain House October 21. Their next home game will be this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. against the Medicine Hat Cubs. Chaos at top of table. The Cochrane Chaos are currently enjoying top spot in the Alberta Female Junior Hockey League's AFJHL South Division, thanks to a 4-1-1 record. The Chaos are coming off a 2-0 shutout over the Calgary Titans October 14. They'll look to maintain winning ways on home ice at the Spray Lake Sawmills Family Sports Centre October 23, when they face the second-place Lethbridge Eagles. Puck drop will be at 2:15 p.m. High school volleyball. The high school volleyball season is well underway, and Cochrane senior teams are looking set to compete for banners at the divisional, regional, and provincial level in the coming weeks. The Cochrane Cobras senior girls team is still unbeaten in divisional play, boasting a 4-0 record in the Rocky View Sports Association, RVSA. However, they're only in second place as of October 17, as the Springbank Phoenix are also unbeaten with a 4-0 record. The Bow Valley Bobcats senior girls team, meanwhile, is still chasing its first win in regular season play. The situation is similar in the senior boys division. The Cobras, 4-0, are in second behind the unbeaten Phoenix, while the Bobcats are winless after their first four matches. Public high school volleyball games are typically held on Wednesday or Monday evenings. For scores and schedules, visit rvsa.rockyview.ab.ca.